Friday, September 24th here at Gillette Stadium, and another Patriots.com roster report podcast. Even though we didn't have our little open, we had to go with 867-5309.
Got to improvise sometimes, Andy.
And we did a fine job of that. And improvise is what the Patriots will do this week on third downs, because the major move of the week was Kevin Faulk, torn ACL, placed on injured reserve. Elsewhere in the moves, somewhat related possibly, earlier in the week the team signed running back, wide receiver, jack of all trades, tiny Danny Woodhead out of Chadron State, most recently with the New York Jets, two-plus seasons, first on IR, second where he played in 10 games, and then he actually played in the opener before getting his walking papers and joining the Patriots, technically, before the Jets-Patriots game this past weekend.
But the day before.
Danny Woodhead is on the roster, Kevin Faulk is not, and Carson Butler, he formerly of the Patriots practice squad, is back on the Patriots practice squad. But the news of the week, unfortunately, is Faulk. His season is done. He was on a one-year deal. He is an offensive captain. I think some people speculate that maybe his career could be done. But he is not talking that way. He's planning in about a month and having surgery and then, quote, rehabbing his butt off. And
I think he's at least considering it, though, just based on his comments.
He's certainly considering it. I'm not sure how.
He'll see what his body tells him.
Yeah. But it's one of those decisions. I hope he makes at the appropriate time.
Right.
You know, if he really wants to do it, then I want him to go all in and try to come back and not quit, you know, kind of when the going gets tough in the middle of rehab, because there will be very difficult days of rehab in terms of breaking up scar tissue and pain and setbacks and all that. Or make the decision earlier and don't put yourself through the hell of trying to come back at an NFL level. Just, you know, rehab at your own rate to get back to life.
But does it help to try to come back at an NFL level even if you aren't planning on coming back to the NFL?
Sure. I mean, he'd end up stronger, theoretically, but he would do it faster and probably involve more pain, more work that he might not have to go through if he were just looking to Paul Perillo it and return to everyday life rather than the National Football League. But as cold as it sounds, we turn the page, because Kevin Faulk for this season is no longer a part of the playmaking process. We all know what he did. Punt returns, draws, straight runs, catching the ball in the backfield, screens, you name it, he's done it for
this team.
Pass
protection.
And made big plays in the area. Paul Perillo, if you could finish
he's turning the page.
The book,
no, he's turning the page that you were just advising him to do.
Him to just pay attention to the podcast that he supposedly is a contributing member of.
I'm paying attention.
What will the Patriots do this week and beyond on third downs? A very important down. Some call it the money down in the National Football League.
I think you're going to have to see some different things, because as Belichick said, they don't really have one guy that can do all the different things that Kevin Faulk does.
True that.
I think they might get a little creative and do some different stuff with different players. Guys like Julian Edelman, I think, would be involved. I think maybe Aaron Hernandez could be involved. Mm-hmm. When I say creative, I think maybe different guys lining up in the backfield out of different formations, and then maybe splitting out, slotting out, maybe going in motion. That seems to be something Hernandez has had a lot of success at. And also Sammy Morris is a guy, I think, that has some versatility out of the backfield. A bigger guy, probably can handle the blocking assignments. I know a lot of people make a big deal out of the Bernard Pollard hit. Morris was blocking on that. He made a good block on that play.
Yeah.
He chopped Pollard right to the ground, and Pollard was forced to scramble. It was kind of a fluke play. So I don't have any problems with him being the guy back there trying to protect Tom Brady. But I think it's going to be a variety of these guys, Andy. Well, I don't think they only have one guy to do it.
People are ridiculous if they don't think he's the best option, because right now he's clearly the best option in terms of pass protection. Because he's a running back who's done it not just here but other places at various times in his career. He's been in a third down type role. So there's no doubt in terms of protecting the franchise, he's the best option. I don't think he's the best option in terms of playmaking. I think that would probably fall to Edelman. But I have my doubts about his pass protection, obviously, and his durability. You know, you're going to take a pounding in there, not just when you touch the ball, when you do those various things, but on the blitz pickup. He hasn't been able to stay healthy for the last year in what he's done normally. So to add more to his plate and expect him to not feel the effects of it, I have my doubts.
But as we saw in the immediate aftermath of Faulk's injury against the Jets, Morris was the one that went in and sort of
he's picked up the slack immediately. Every year at some point, he's basically done it. But that doesn't mean he's the best option. He's also a guy with durability concerns, and would he be around for an entire season? So that to me might be the biggest concern. You might find the perfect replacement in Sammy Morris, Danny Woodhead, Julian Edelman, but you might have to find another replacement in 3 weeks because that guy gets hurt or, you know, gets worn down, isn't capable. So it's a concern because, as I said yesterday on PFW in Progress, maybe the most irreplaceable guy on the roster for the pure fact, there was no backup. There is no backup. Other than the specialist, to me, every other position has somebody. I'm not saying it's a great. I'm not saying it's great that Brady goes down and Brian Hoyer steps in, but every day at practice, Brian Hoyer takes the reps and is treated as the quarterback. I haven't seen a guy treated as the true third down back Kevin Falk guy
in over 10 years.
Yeah. It's him. It's him or scramble to fill the role.
I agree.
That's the role this week is scramble to fill it. And, you know, I thought it was interesting in the press conversation with Bill Belichick, somebody posed the idea that maybe it's an advantage that no one knows what they're going to do. And he simply said, I'd rather have Kevin Falk.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, sure, it's unknown, but they'll face the unknown of Danny Woodhead, Julian Edelman, or Sammy Morris rather than the guy who, in my mind,
can make plays,
is with Brady and Brown as the preeminent playmakers of this dynasty here in Foxborough.
Certainly,
it goes all the way back.
If I were an opposing defense, I would much rather face the prospect of being surprised by Sammy Morris or Danny Woodhead catching a pass on third down than not being surprised but just simply being unable to stop Kevin Falk on third down.
I want to take it a step further, though, because tying it into the discussion earlier in the week of the failings in New York and Tom Brady falling in love with Randy Moss and forcing it and all these things, he mentioned some of the young players not being proven and they have to kind of prove themselves to him and things of that nature. Well, nobody has been more proven than Kevin Falk in the role he's had. Does it add to the issue dynamic for the quarterback, Tom Brady, who is yet another guy he's going to have to either just flat-out trust without having the experience of trusting him, or is he going to be even more limited? Is it just going to be Moss and Welker now? 4th and 2 in Indianapolis, he goes to Kevin Falk because, you know, you had three options, Moss, Welker, Falk. Well, does now he just go to Moss and Welker and he doesn't trust these other guys in key downs?
Well, I think he was already starting to develop sort of a trusting relationship with his two tight ends, the new tight ends, Hernandez and Gronkowski. So maybe this will just sort of accelerate that process and we'll start to see more short yardage play action, go to the tight end over the middle type things instead of the traditional shotgun. Falk goes on the little wheel route and they throw to him. Maybe we'll see some different type of play calling as a result of that. That's what I'm going to be looking for.
Yeah, no, that's, like I said, there's going to have to be some different things, but
the offense is not going to be better, at least short term.
No, no.
Because bottom line is, not only was he your third down back, he was probably your most consistently productive running back of any kind, running the football. And a year after we said this team didn't have a third option, he's been your third option of late, the last couple of years. It was Moss, Welker, and Falk. So they're not going to be as good. They may be different. They may have some it's going to take a while.
It'll take a while. I mean, they could play better offensively right now than they did last week because they played poorly offensively last week, especially in the second half. But you're right. It's not going to be better. I do think Aaron Hernandez, when all is said and done, is going to see an increase in his production than maybe he would have. Would he have 7 catches in the first 2 weeks?
Yeah.
You might see, somewhere around 10. You know, this week or, you know, 8 or 9 going forward, because I think he's a guy that's showing the ability and probably earning Brady's trust right now as we speak, and he's going to have more opportunities with Kevin not there.
Chico, as they call
Chico.
Him, in the spotlight moving forward.
But will he be the man? That's what we need to find out.
We'll see.
Okay.
You see what I did there, yeah. Paul?
So we're really.
Andy doesn't know he's too young. He doesn't understand.
Are we going to talk about Danny Woodhead in any legitimate role as the third down back? He's been a popular guy this week.
Well, sure, because it just, I think, coincidentally, he was signed right before the injury happened. It wasn't a move that was made.
Coincidentally?
Yes, I think coincidentally.
Or but, Tonya Harding.
Oh, come on. Oh. I think people are going to be excited to see what he can do because, quite honestly, we have really no college film of him. We have no NFL
Listen,
film of him
to speak of. I watched a lot of State games.
Sure you did, Paul.
On the Ocho?
Yes.
Who'd they play?
On the Ocho?
Yeah. So from that standpoint, it's just a curiosity thing. What can he do flat out? We just don't know. We haven't
and
seen
he's
him.
And he's got to be fast. He's supposedly one of those 4-3 guys, because at that size, at middle school size, he's got to be ridiculously fast and quick.
And the thing is, though, I wouldn't expect to see him this weekend against Buffalo. just because he just got here, he's still absorbing the offense. I think eventually, 2-3 weeks maybe, we'll start to see him work his way into the offense. I'd be surprised. Maybe he'll come out and surprise us this weekend. I don't know, but I would more expect to see him down the line than immediately.
And how about Fred Taylor? I know we made a big deal of his drops in practice, but he's a guy that's caught 40, 50 passes in this league a couple years in a row back in Jacksonville when you interviewed him, Paul, for PFW-TV. He was the guy. They didn't have
for a brief moment. For a brief moment, he did it all.
For those 12 years?
Is there a chance that he sees his role expand / change, and maybe he's not first and second down guy? Maybe Benny becomes a little bit more of that guy, and he gets some more reps on third down.
I'm going to say no, only because it looks like they're trying to keep his reps down as it is, and I don't know why they would add different stuff to his plate. We should point out that he is returned to the injury report, the practice participation, with his toe injury, even though he's not pulling anything around. It's just a toe problem.
No, actually, Paul, you spell it T-O-E, not how you like to spell it, T-O-W.
His trailer hitch broke, so he doesn't know.
So I'm not sure if that was why he only had the 5 carries on Sunday, and Benny came in and got 10. But I'd like to see that at least reversed, if not more. Hmm. And I don't really necessarily need to see Taylor catching a lot of passes. I mean, he can catch one or two here and there just as part of the offense, but
can he?
Not necessarily in that role.
Not as a game plan part, yeah.
He caught one, didn't he, in the first game?
Yeah, I think he did.
But do you think he would...
Doubling his total from the summer.
Do you think he'll have an increased role in the passing game?
I don't. Maybe I'm just an idiot and intrigued by Fred Taylor. I like him.
I
want him as the back. I want him as the back, though.
But I would have confidence throwing the ball to him.
I want 15 carries from him.
I just think I want him out there.
15, 20 carries. I don't need to have anything else.
I have more confidence in him than Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, than Julian Edelman, than Danny Woodhead. To me, it would be Sammy Morris and Fred Taylor would split it all because I think they're both proven NFL guys. I'm not so much sold on these jitterbug guys who supposedly are versatile and could slide into the role. I think they could get hurt. I think they could get Brady hurt. I think they could be turnovers waiting to happen. I don't feel great about all these guys.
I'm with you.
We're going to see a new-look Patriots team because Kevin Faulk, on IR, played his last game of the season. Beyond that, who knows?
It's my last guy, Andy. It's the last guy that was here when I got here.
Well, he might still be here, Paul. Don't close the door just yet. We turned the page, but we didn't close the door.
Okay.
One last note, the Patriots, as of right now, have an open roster spot at 52. Will have to make a move prior to Sunday's game on Saturday because you're not allowed to have 52 if you have a full complement on the practice squad. Call up anybody. Sean Crable, is this the week? Anyone? Javaris James, this the week? Anyone? Darnell Jenkins to fill the wide receiver role if Edelman's more a running back?
I would
predictions?
I would predict that they will call somebody up from the practice squad. I think Sean Crable is the likely
character. You're boring.
Character.
I know they're gonna call somebody up. What you got, Paul?
I don't have the answer.
Give me an answer.
Well, I thought last week they were going to call someone up from the practice squad. They signed Danny Woodhead.
Yeah, and I kind of feel like that. If they could take that guy, then why are we going to try to put any kind of analysis to it?
All right, I'm going with Darnell Jenkins gets called up.
Okay.
Because Julian Edelman's a running back now, so they add to wide receiver.
And Taylor Price got hurt in practice this week.
Taylor Price is banged up.
Okay, it's a good
one. It all makes sense. Darnell Jenkins, love him. One of the leaders of practice squad row in the locker room there. Feature story Eric's going to work on later in the year.
Yep.
But until then, next Friday we'll be back. Hopefully we'll have a show open at that point so you'll know what you're listening to and not think you're stuck in the 70s. Or was that 80s? I don't know.
Back then, 80s. He's so young, Paul.
Now we got a different one. I wanted 867-5309 to close. I'm very disappointed. For Paul Perillo, Eric Scalavino, Kevin Faulk is banged up. The future of the third down back is unknown. And the Patriots play the Bills here at Gillette Stadium on Sunday. Until then, peace out.